late. Say it at the same time. No. Welcome back, late bloomers. My name is Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome if you're new. This is Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. And me and Gene are in great moods right now, dude.
We are.
And the reason, the only reason, is restaurants are back.
Restaurants are back in LA.
And I know finally. They're back in some other cities, but in here in LA. Yeah.
A lot of cities actually across the nation, they're opening up restaurants right now.
My hometown of Minnesota is all back. It's just great. Weather's kind of decent.
Exactly. So now some people are excited about the restaurants opening back up. Some people aren't, but I mean, really? For our sake and socially for this podcast specifically, this is great news.
This is, I just, there's a new energy and it's just, people are just down and hit it hard again after 6 weeks of nothing. This is so happy to be back.
Now, with that being said, there's still social distancing. They're still 6 feet apart. They're still in Los Angeles. There's still no more than six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outdoor dining only.
Reservations are a huge pain in the ass.
Right. So what I want to get into today is actually talking about like meeting people at restaurants.
At restaurants, yeah.
And how to go about that.
The whole thing. Yeah. I mean, you and I have personally both done this, which is... It's pretty awesome to see it, and I think you kind of take advantage of everybody being in this social mood because everything's back.
Right.
And that's kind of the perspective of this episode.
We actually just went out last weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And shit was open.
Yeah.
It was our buddy's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, people were out. Reservations were impossible.
Yeah, and we found a way, and it was just, you can just tell everybody's in a great mood to be back. So let's dive into it right now. So number one is, first off, you have to know the spots to go to in that city. The restaurants, I mean, obviously in LA we have The Catch and Bella and Craig's and all that. So you should know where these younger people are going initially in your city.
Right.
So that takes Yelp, takes Google, it takes whatever kind of research. Ask other girls that you know, like what restaurants her and her friends go to. Just little things like that, because especially right now it's really difficult to make a reservation. So not, like if you ever get denied or it's full or they've... Then you have backup restaurants to go to just in case.
Right. I think word of mouth is everything.
Yeah. Because scrambling is the worst thing to do at the door, right? It's like, oh, where do you want to go? I don't know. Whereas if you're like, oh, okay, cool. At least I have four or five options.
I mean, any place, I don't care what place you're in. You could be in fucking Minnesota. All
right.
If a restaurant opens up, not to shit on Minnesota, but if restaurants open up, the hotspots are going to require reservations.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cool people are already going to take up those reservations,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
They got the plugs. They know the managers, the GMs. They know it all.
Exactly.
So you just got to get in with that, and I think it'll be a good spot.
Exactly.
Open table, right? Open table is a big one
right.
to make your reservations on.
Yeah.
And I think call them, email, the usual shit. So,
right. But in terms of finding out the restaurants, you need to ask girls, you need to ask people that are in the scene, promoters, you know, those
social
types
media,
of people.
Who's checking in at certain spots? Look at who is at Catch every Wednesday, who's at Boa on Thursdays. I mean, just little things like that will go a long way in your city. So I would highly recommend going to the internet first, and then from there, we'll go to the next spot.
Right. Yeah. Okay, what's the next thing?
Next thing is, all right, you got your reservations, and there's usually, everyone's always backed up on the reservation. You got 20-30 minute waits, and you got like,
even with the reservation,
even when you're on time and you got your girls and you got the plugs and everything, it's still going to take time. But what you'll notice is, so is everyone else. So you'll see 5 to 6 different groups out waiting for their table as well. And this is what, when you hop in there, or you'll start your conversation with something like, you guys waiting for your reservations too? How long have you been waiting? Just little basic questions like that, just to get your in. Have you been here before? What should I get once I'm upstairs?
Right.
From there, that those are some good opening lines. Just to start it.
And a big thing for you guys is that do not be afraid to start up a conversation with these types of people. Mm-hmm. The reason why they're out is to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're out to be seen, then they want to get chatted up, especially if it's a group of girls and you're a group of guys.
Yeah. Yep.
You definitely should talk to them.
And keep in mind, everyone's still going through that like anxiety and the deprivation of the social bug that we've talked in previous episodes. And so still, people are still craving that interaction. So it doesn't really matter what you can say, as long as you're not weird or creepy. A lot of things are going to land, especially when you're at the same spot.
Right.
So let's say the next step is you saw them at the reservation line. You start chatting them. That's great. Maybe you got the number. Maybe you didn't. But the next way, in case that doesn't work, is if there are open tables, you can ask the staff to sit at a certain table that's by the group of girls or by a group of guys, and where you can actually have your masks off. And you can, a good chat up line is, what you have the menu in front of you. and you say, what should I order? What is that? What's that salad? What's that mac and cheese? Right?
Okay.
And
I
that's
like that.
That's a good spot. Even if you're 6 feet apart, you don't need to shout unless the music's like overwhelming.
Right. Some spots now, are. Would you recommend approaching them by going up to the table?
Yeah, I mean,
because you do have to have your mask on, and what you don't want is, well, one, scare a group of people that are like, whoa, right, COVID, right? But you also don't want to get interrupted by the server being like, sir, please sit down, sir. You need to have a mask on at all times.
Right. So 6 feet, please.
So what would you recommend?
I would make it really quick. Like if you're walking by them and I would go like a quick, you know, what is that? What salad is that? Is that the whatever? Should I get that? And then you can use that later. Like, say you're walking out together and be like, you know what? You were right. That salad was amazing. What's the next thing I should go to? And then you can kind of like get some more FaceTime.
Okay. So let's say you do go about doing that. Mm-hmm. How do you transition that into possibly sitting with them?
Yeah.
How do you transition that into getting an Instagram, getting a phone number, meeting up with them again later?
Right. I mean, usually they're out celebrating something. It could be a Friday night, Saturday night, Wednesday morning. So usually that's enough of a reason. Like, all right, where are you guys going after this? My buddy has a party at his house. We have another kind of a kickback, or we have a little chill lounge that we go to right down the street. And this comes from your research that you did earlier. So if you know that there's a restaurant that isn't like chill, but there are some near you that are chill, you and your friend should come, text me, DM me. Here we go. And then from there, then that's how you would
try to get a date. So would you sit down with them?
Or would you
talk to them?
I would really quick. And if a waiter comes over, then you'd be like, all right, cool, 1 second. And then you do that really quick, then you head out.
Gotcha. So it's not like how it would normally be pre-COVID, where you would sit down and have a whole dinner with them or say, hey, come over and sit at our table. Right. They might not feel comfortable doing
that. And actually, what you did really well like a couple months ago, I remember, is when you made reservations for six, but there's only three or four of us. And then we went up to two or three girls in line. You knew them, but this would work with anybody.
Right.
Because if they don't have a reservation or they're looking for something, like, hey, we have two more open spots. Come join us.
It happens a lot in big cities.
Right.
They don't know anyone, or they show up to the restaurant hoping they can get sat.
Yeah.
Little do they know they're in Los Angeles or New York or Miami. Scottsdale, Miami.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, ma'am, you guys can't come in.
There's a lot of girls in here. We're good.
Exactly.
So that's a good strategy that you did, and it was brilliant, and it worked easily. So write that one down.
All of this is great. Me personally, I think the best advice is to bring the sand to the beach.
Right.
Now, they often tell you not to, but in this case, it's better
bring
to
bring the
do
sand
that.
To the beach.
The reason being is it's very hard. I will say you can meet someone in line. You can meet someone and walk into the bathroom, but it's best if you're sitting with them. And utilize the previous episodes we've had about Tinder, about
starting a conversation.
Starting a conversation.
Meeting them at the
grocery
stores, malls,
right.
And if you're really trying to do well with them, but if it's like a one-on-one date, or it's like maybe like a social thing, either way, a great strategy that you could try and that I've used in the past is go there early, or like maybe a couple times before that you plan on bringing her, and get to know the manager, the waitresses, the hostesses, the bartenders, all that. So when you bring them in and they're going to go, hey, Jean.
Right.
Hey, you, how was your night? Kind of like in a flirty vibe.
Right.
She can go, who the hell is this guy? This guy's a rock star.
Right.
And then the GM or the managers can come up to you and be like, how about I get you guys a couple of drinks?
Right.
And she's going to go, who are you? And you're going to go, I'm a nobody. I don't know who these guys are. Or like you can play it down. Or you can kind of like, oh, I come here a couple times a week, whatever.
Right.
And you can play it each way you want. And that's a really good, because I've done that on dates where a manager come up to us and like, oh, she's a keeper, man. I'm telling you. And you go, oh, I don't know yet. And then.
Right.
She's like, how about I get you guys a couple martinis on the house?
You just seem like a fucking social butterfly.
Yeah, and there's no like weirdness to it. You're just so likable, and she feels obligated to like you because everyone else likes you. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant chess move that I highly recommend.
I have another question. Okay. Now, let's say you're going to a spot that's more of a bar.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But they serve food, so they get away with the liquor license.
Got it.
Yeah. So they're open.
Yeah.
There's maybe it's a little more condensed. Or let's just say you live in Miami.
Yeah.
Let's say you live in Texas.
Yeah.
Let's say you live in Arizona.
Yeah.
How do you meet people then?
How does
that change from like California rules?
Well, that actually what you said earlier in the episode is then you can sit next to them. You can sit at their dining table. You can get up front with them. If the rules are a little more loose there, then treat it like old times. Just normally how we said in our other episodes, just get just be with them. I mean, there's no like no waiters, but excuse me, 6 feet.
Right.
Okay, masks, please. Right. Right.
When I was out in Texas, it was
no one gave a fuck.
Back to the old days. No masks, tiny little room.
Yeah.
100 people.
Jesus.
It was crazy.
Hopefully they don't get no, you're not gonna say where you went.
It's almost
get raided right now.
I think they actually literally did get raided. They got raided like 2 months after I left.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's funny.
And then I saw their story the other day.
Yeah.
Back to the same shit.
Oh, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't, yeah.
But think about how much fucking money that place is making. It's probably not a popular spot, right?
Right.
There's
right,
a lot
right.
of places like that in California, right?
Right, right?
Like in Koreatown, for example,
right, right,
where,
right.
you know, like Hollywood, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, they're abiding by the rules.
Okay.
But Koreatown, they're like, this is our fucking chance to make our fucking year's worth of sales
right.
in a 3 month period.
We're all going to karaoke bar. Let's
exactly.
Do it.
Exactly. Let's do it. And then you just yeah. fucking. Go in there and it's no rules.
Right, right.
They've been serving food this whole time. They didn't follow the rules. And to you, this is a huge advantage.
Right.
If
right.
you're a guy that doesn't care about COVID.
Right, right. And it's a good way to kind of keep your social muscles loose. So when the good spots reopen and the spots that you don't want to be in Koreatown or some other spot that you don't like, then you can kind of utilize that time you spent at Koreatown to your other venues. So it's a brilliant kind of muscle memory move.
Right.
But I do have a question, though, when we talk about going bringing girls to a restaurant. This is a big debate from some friends and I's. Say you're at it's a social. There's two of your buddies, three guys.
Okay.
Does everyone pay for themselves, or do you talk to the guys ahead of time? What's your strategy with
this? So this is
debated.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic.
Right.
Right? It's let's say 2010.
Okay.
This was a non-debate. Everyone fucking splits it.
Really?
Either okay. that or
okay.
I pay for it once, you pay for it once.
No matter what, girl, guy.
Well, I whatever. Mean, it depends like on the relationship,
okay.
right?
Okay.
But like, let's just say you're 25 years old, you ask a girl to dinner, you're probably paying for it the first time,
sure, yeah.
right? Or like you say, all right, I'll get this. You get ice cream,
sure.
right? Something like
classic,
that. That's
classic.
How it was in 2010.
Classic.
Now that we're in 2021, this whole sugar baby culture, seeking arrangements.
OnlyFans.
The League dating app.
Yeah.
Like all this shit, dudes fucking flying out bitches, right?
right.
It has completely changed the dynamic of this whole like sugar baby
oh,
dating,
that's so true.
Paying for stuff.
Oh, that's so true.
Now I feel like if you take this girl to a nice dinner, assuming yeah. she's a pretty attractive girl, assuming
yeah.
she gets asked out to dinners all the time,
right.
and you're like, oh yeah, bring us two checks, you seem like a fucking dick.
Dude, if I'm not flying you to Dubai next week, fuck off. Like, that's
right.
how they come
right.
off sometimes.
But the girl has a justified point.
Yeah.
You ask me to dinner.
Yeah.
You're the guy,
yeah, sure,
right?
Right?
You took me into a nice place. You picked the restaurant, right? It kind of makes sense that you do pay for it.
Yeah, yeah, but okay, so.
But you were asking like on a 3-on-3 situation.
Right, not a 1-on-1's different, obviously. But
what
have you guys done in the past?
Okay, so we went to dinner
yeah.
that one time where we met up with girls in line,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Where we
yeah.
went to Saddle Ranch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That time we split it because we didn't invite the girls. I had no reason
okay.
to be like, why would I take care of their tabs when they wanted a table, we wanted a table, and they hung out with us.
You did them a favor for skipping the line, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if I say, hey, Tom, you, me, and our buddy George,
okay.
we're going to go to dinner with three girls, and we're going to invite them out, you got to split it.
Yeah, that's true.
Between the guys. Between the guys. Not
yeah.
not with the girls.
Yeah. But will there ever, I guess... Will there ever be a point of like, listen, ladies, we played for the last 7. Can you guys get this one?
You know, this is the terrible part, once again.
Say it.
When you do it 7 times.
and
the ninth time.
Do you go, what do you do?
Ninth time. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the bullshit part of this.
Okay.
If you pay for it 8 times, and then you say, all right, girls, we paid for the last 8 weeks of dinners.
Yeah.
You guys pay for it this time. You know what they're going to say?
No.
They're gonna be like, okay. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to walk to the bathroom. They're going to be like,
back.
Those fucking dicks. Those fucking dicks. I can't believe
yeah.
we're women. They invited us out. How fucking dare they?
Right.
That's what they're going to fucking
say. 100%.
And so you take them the you last gotta eight. Set the yeah. precedent up front. Yeah. Hey, we're splitting dinners, or hey, yeah. you guys get the next dinner, got or it. Hey, we're going back to get fucking ice cream. We're going to a movie after this. We're doing this after this. You guys get that. Yeah. But if you pay for it eight times, nine times you make them pay for it. Those fucking assholes.
So what's important is you in your invitation text, you're saying, hey. We're all going to split it tonight.
No, I wouldn't that. Say that in well, the invitation sex, because then they might not come out.
So you would do it last
now,
minute?
Now, I'm or? Not saying be a slime ball about it.
Right.
Right? Go to the bathroom and take a shit for an hour when the bill comes out. Right? Yeah. I'm not saying be a slime ball about it, but you do got to communicate that before the bill comes out at some point.
So, actually,
as a matter of fact, before you order, right?
Not everyone's going to get steak and lobster. Right. Make sure you get your mac and cheese. So,
but it also depends what your relationship with these girls are, right? Right. We have a friend that I know, right? A name, right? She comes out. She splits it with us every single time,
right?
But it's a friendship, right? If it's a girl you met on Instagram or you match with on Tinder, that's a whole different story.
So it's your intent. You're saying the intent is the
exactly. Okay. If it's a date and you're like, let's split it, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Right?
If you invite your three best girlfriends out, they're one of the boys.
Right? Everyone's splitting it. Okay.
Exactly. So it depends on that. But I think this was a lot of information for a lot of our viewers and listeners.
We want to know what you guys think of this one, okay? So, like, give us all your feedback. Try everything that we said out. You can DM us. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share it. We love getting all your feedback. And we will see you next week.